The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? It is an early Crosstalk Unhinged for the week. We just did one late last week.
Yeah, baby.
But we had to get one in the books here for this week if we wanted to do it because everyone's schedule is so fucked up.
Johnny, great to have you today, buddy.
Great to be here.
Yeah. Yurko was gone for his birthday week. Happy birthday to the good kid.
Happy birthday, Wildcat.
Did you do anything special for your birthday?
Huh?
Did you do anything special for
your birthday? My kid got me a bottle of Blanton's.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, right. Yeah, Jakey had a connection, so he utilized the connection.
Did you pour it all over your body and let the top 10 people, your favorite?
Body shots?
No. Yeah, do some body shots.
Some Yurko body shots?
Not at all. But I am going to have some sardines now.
Oh wow. God, how really? How random is that?
Nice.
How often do you bring sardines in?
Carm's been a victim of it.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, it's not the sardines, the unveiling of the sardines. It is the processing of these sardines about an hour and a half from now that is going to smoke you out, Carm.
Not at all.
How random is that?
He likes sardines.
Like my great-grandma used to eat sardines out of the can like that.
I like fresh sardines, but not out of the can.
Like in Venice, I had sardines in Venice. Yeah, was the last time I had sardines.
They're delicious.
Johnny, why don't you just take that tin into the men's room and just dump them between your legs as you're sitting down?
When they catch an abundance of sardines,
take a picture of this.
They all can't be eaten fresh.
Well,
so they've got a can sardines.
No, I understand.
Who sells those? Is that Long John Silver? Who is that?
No,
this is a European one right here. This is Adriatic Queen.
Where do you buy it?
Adriatic
European
Queen.
European stores.
European grocery store?
Yeah, they got European stores.
Packed in oil, right, York?
Yeah, packed in oil.
If we would have done like a guess, like opened up the phone lines, you should still do this, but when you take the studio.
Not if you release a picture of it. Everybody will know.
No, I won't release the picture. Yurko brought something in that's canned. What did he eat for lunch during Unhinged? How many guesses will it take?
Not many.
Sardines.
Not many. Because people know. We've talked about it.
I didn't know.
They know that he does it from time to time. And if you give the clue something canned, I mean, how many guesses do you really need?
Tuna soup. Chicken salad.
Outside of that, smoked
oysters. Oh, if you've never had a smoked oyster before.
I never would.
Have you ever had a Rocky Mountain oyster?
No.
I will never eat a smoked oyster out of a can. I've never had a Rocky Mountain oyster.
Right, that's balls, right?
Smoked oyster on a...
That's what kind of balls?
That's a bull ball.
Isn't that a bull ball?
Lamb balls.
Lamb balls.
No thanks.
I've been hunting, and then on crackers, getting a smoked oyster is phenomenal.
No.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Why not a smoked oyster? What's wrong?
I don't know. I don't want an oyster out of a can. I want a fresh oyster.
Right.
But that's like smoked. Freshly chucked.
But it's been smoked.
What's the big deal if it's chucked?
Did I say chucked?
It's been fucked and smoked.
I've never chucked an oyster.
I've never chucked one either.
You want a freshly shucked
oyster because then when the minute it is shucked,
fucked,
it dies.
Would you fuck an oyster?
No, I don't think so.
What?
They say oysters make you want to fuck.
Right. They
natural
are.
Natural aphrodisiac.
Aphrodisiac is what they call it.
Aphrodisiac.
They get you all horned up.
They get you all juiced up.
I don't need any help.
I don't even need any either, really. I mean, and if you do, there's Blue Chew. Why do you need oysters?
Right.
You just go to Blue Chew.
And the answer is yes. I did take the tugboat to Tuna Town on my birthday.
Did you?
Who asked? Did anybody ask?
Not an issue. Yeah.
Tuna Town. You're still going to Tuna Town.
How old is he that I took the tugboat?
Where else would you go with the tugboat? Where else would you go?
Tuna Town.
Tuna Town. Where else would you go?
You know where you can go.
I mean, if it's Tuna Town, isn't there something wrong, though, too?
You could be a starfish explorer.
You took the tugboat to the Suez Canal?
Yeah, you can go a bunch of places with a tugboat. Better be careful.
Tugboat to Tuna Town.
It's got the little horn on it.
You can take.
Were you wearing a hat?
You can take a position between the Alps.
Yeah.
With a tugboat.
I was going to say. I mean, that's where my point is that you can take the tugboat wherever you want to take
it. Right. Exactly.
Take the tugboat to the Alps, is that what you just said?
Our old Footsie McCoy over here.
I said, take to the boot, to the Italian boot.
To the Strait of Gibraltar.
Or the Suez Canal, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I know what you're saying, yeah.
Johnny, were you wearing like a captain's hat?
I like how you go Suez Canal, not the Panama Canal. Can you imagine this fucking guy wearing a sailor's hat?
Giving it.
Hey, honey, it's time to take the tugboat to Tunica.
And only the sailor's hat.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what it would be.
You old sailor, you.
Oh, it's my birthday.
I'd be wearing an eye patch, but where would that eye patch be?
On the big 5'6".
Did you play the motorboat? Oh, my God.
And, like, he's taking the tugboat.
And he's all proud.
From north to south of the mighty Mississippi. Yeah,
those are for kids.
All the way from Minnesota to New Orleans.
Pardon me, motorboat, that's for kids.
Motorboating?
Yeah.
Did you take it to the mouth of the Gulf of...
Easy,
Gulf of Mexico.
Are you talking about the Fertile Crescent?
Did you talk to her whispering eye?
Between the Tigris and Euphrates? I mean, what are you talking about?
Fertile Crescent.
I mean, what are you guys talking about?
I don't think there's any fertility going on.
What happens if the tugboat runs ashore? Just push it back in the water?
Yeah, I think
so. What happens? My fear... Always is, but never now with Blue Chew. But my fear is always the tugboat running out of gas. Yeah, steam.
All of a sudden, running out of fuel.
But it's never been an issue for me since I don't go to war without it.
Right.
So.
Well, that's the magic of Blue Chew. Folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you got that going for you.
That or a few oysters real quick.
And then I can use the Vardenafil after these sardines.
Yes, you could, because I'm starting to smell it over here.
Did you do anything else before you set sail?
If you're going to go at it after this, at least I'm matching scent.
A whale is washed ashore.
Too far? Did I suddenly go too far?
No, never. You can't go too far.
Never. Thank you. I don't know. That's borderline.
No, it's not.
That's inappropriate.
That's just an acknowledgement.
Tugboat to Tuna Town.
Yeah. Do you holler all aboard?
Sometimes you're taking the tugboat to Tuna Town, and sometimes you're hiding the salami. You know what I mean? Look at Carm. Look at you foot-playing bastard, you. Look at him. Look at this guy.
Have you gotten any foot action lately?
Dropping the keys in the car.
No.
Dropping the keys at the supermarket.
You're not actively doing shit with
Macy's.
Feet, right?
No.
You just like a nice manicured.
He's gone to Macy's and worked in the shoe department.
No, I have not.
Walked into
that. Just horns you up.
It was El
Vaj. But you don't want to do anything with a foot.
No. I mean, no. It's not
You just find it
like
to be
that.
A sexy piece of the
That's
body.
That's all. Yeah. That's all there is to it. Yeah. It's just a nice part of the entire ensemble.
Head to toe, baby.
The entire presentation.
Head to toe.
The magnificent figure that is a woman. It's, it's top to bottom. It's quite nice.
The high arches.
Yes, love a good high arch. Yeah.
You love McDonald's and you love high arches,
but you don't take the tugboat to DSW.
No.
You know what
I saw?
Not
like that crazy. Yeah.
You know what you would have liked today? I saw on the way here, and I took notice. And I'm not a foot guy, but I noticed this, and it was quite sexy. It was a woman downtown in the Loop.
Thank heaven.
And I don't know what
we're
that means.
We're halfway there.
And she was on one of those scooters, you know, that you ride.
Like a bird scooter?
One of the scooters. Scooter? Yeah, I think so. And instead of, like, you know how some of the women who are dressed for work usually will do the transfer of the shoes that they'll put on gym shoes for the for the commute.
Yes.
She was wearing heels.
Really?
On the scooter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Quite
if that's
sexy.
Was the dress the dress blowing up in the wind?
It was quite sexy to me. And I thought that was a good
mini skirt?
I would advise her not to go.
The whole ensemble was
it hip hugging or was there a little
It was quick, but my eyes were drawn to the foot the scooter.
Ended up in a ditch.
Yeah, right?
I was at the stoplight. I was right at a Wells and Wacker.
Doesn't it?
Go figure.
Doesn't that seem dangerous?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
Doesn't that seem dangerous to be on a bird scooter?
That's what's sexy, Carm, is the danger.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
Yesterday, I was having a conversation with an individual, comes in, and he just got a cast off his hand. I said, what happened? He was in Nashville. Not a joke. This is real. Okay.
Scouting baseball team.
No, he was on one of them scooters. He's on one of them scooters. Fell. The handlebar ripped off.
Whoa.
Gone from the post on the bottom.
Oh, my. Whoa.
Cracked. No and he's going 30 miles an hour, 25 miles an hour. He's got the thing, and it's not steering. He's seat and beat. He shows me the picture of the thing in half, him on the sidewalk, blood everywhere, and him being administered to. Yeah. So be careful on these things. They look weathered. Test them.
Test
them. Look at them.
I never even thought of that.
Make sure they're nice and rigorous. Yeah, the scooters right now. Even a divvy bike. You're cruising along on a divvy bike, and all of a sudden, boom, you got nothing.
Wow. Because everyone's using them.
Right.
That's scary.
And they're out in the elements.
Right. Out in the elements.
And this and that. And they're not being, I mean, who's really taking care of the bikes?
No, I don't know. Good question.
Nobody.
Nobody.
This guy's got himself a lovely lawsuit that he's got going against.
Oh, I would think.
But the city, everybody, just bring them all in.
I would think.
Bring them all in and just start letting
this. I'd say a couple mil.
At least.
Yeah,
Couple, 3 mil.
You'll wait 7 years to get it because they'll try to slow you down, but you'll get it eventually.
Last time I was on one of those scooters was in Kansas City.
Yeah.
When we were there for the draft.
Yep. You guys got on a scooter. You and Jake can't,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we cruise around a little bit. I'll do when we go back to Kansas City.
That's Jake's spot.
Yeah, a little mini one.
Yeah, I'm going to be with you guys in Kansas City.
I know. I can't wait.
I'll be the family, yeah.
Well, but you're going to, by the time he comes in, I think you're going to
be gone. Yeah.
But no, I'm coming in Saturday.
Yeah, he's leaving.
I'm leaving Saturday night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, because I've got to do the post-game show here.
Post-game's here on Sunday.
Why don't you do the post-game in the booth?
Not working that way. Yeah, it's already been decided. It's already been decided. Not by me.
Yeah, by the higher.
The powers to be.
The higher's up.
One thing I don't do is rock the boat.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Not one of the things. It's not one of the things.
You don't fucking rock the boat.
It's not one of the things I'd rock the boat
for. When you got the tugboat in Tunitown, you're rocking the boat.
It's not worth rocking the boat. That's right.
Don't take the tugboat to Kansas City.
This is actually
a Bears radio booth.
Actually, I like to consider myself a smooth operator.
Oh, yeah?
Smooth operator. Yeah. No, this is not an issue I want to rock the boat on. Tell me what my schedule is.
Right.
And I will do what I have to do. I was going to leave Friday night.
I convinced
Friday,
him.
Thursday, I said, dude, leave Friday.
Come on.
No,
we're going to go on.
We're having a lunch.
I know.
We're having a sponsor's lunch.
Why, well,
on Saturday. You didn't convince me nothing.
Oh.
The sponsor's lunch on Saturday.
I thought that was Friday after the show.
You
sorry.
Didn't convince me of anything.
Well, I told him originally, he goes, well, I'll fly out Friday night. I go, dude, don't fly out Friday. Stay. We'll party. We'll have fun and then go Saturday.
We'll party, and then I was going to fly out Saturday morning. Then I was told I should fly out Saturday more toward the evening.
Mm. Yeah, because
we'll go out Saturday night.
For sure.
It's a 3:25 game, so I've got some time before the pregame.
And I got a few good spots. I got the lay of the land now since we were there. I'm taking him to that cocktail bar.
Oh, you should.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
You should.
I got the lay of the land in KC, man.
Tommy, you coming out?
No, I'm going to be in South Carolina. I've got a wedding to go to.
Again? You're going to be golfing?
Yeah. I will be golfing Friday before the wedding.
You're in that kind of zone.
Yeah, you got a lot of weddings. Is it like the kids?
One in college.
Yeah.
It's one in college and one all the way to age 30 now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in the wedding zone.
I'm in the.
Now.
One of my college roommates' daughters getting married.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like friends' kids the kids' friends. Yeah, because you've got older kids.
It's
like
first, it's your married, then it's your kids' friends.
On I'm in the ocean dead zone. Course at Key, Key Island.
Yeah, you're in the dead zone.
I'm in the dead zone. We went to
your friends. We are married.
We went to
nothing
but weddings.
Now you'll be at divorce parties. Your next thing will be divorce parties.
We went to nothing but weddings for 15 years. Then I haven't been to one in a while, and I can't even think of
I was at one this weekend in Portland, Maine.
Yeah. Now, it's
a lot of traveling.
But
for
then
weddings.
When you get older again, the wedding cycle will start up again because the friends.
Because of the
and
children.
Kids.
My neighbor boy got married last year. I went to his wedding. My buddy Beardo's daughter got married.
I was standing there.
I'm not going to lie. I'm looking forward to like a good wedding. I haven't been to a wedding in so long. Like I could
downtown
use a good wedding.
Downtown Portland, Maine. It was my good friend John Whalen's daughter, Jess, married a kid named Sam who was from Portland, Maine.
Sure.
And one of his friends was the person who administered the vows or did whatever. However, what do you recall that you do now?
Minister of the faith.
Yeah. And as soon as I saw it, immediately I thought of the good
game. Yeah, Universal Life Church.
Yes.
You too could be a priest.
Yeah. He even mentioned the Universal Life Church.
Of course.
Yeah.
How big is Portland?
Portland, Maine is, it's not huge. It's a really, it's an interesting town. It's really cool.
Yeah,
it's
like, 100,000 bigger?
Not even that, I don't think.
Here, I'll check for you. I bet you it's not even 100,000.
No, I don't think so. It's maybe.
Is it a sea community?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They say the
take a tugboat there. You're.
I'm guessing. Hey,
you could definitely dock your tugboat.
I am guessing that the lobster is pretty good.
The day is long.
Lobster.
You want to get a lobster roll? You got to get it there.
I want to go get a lobster roll.
I have a lobster roll.
I would do for a lobster roll right now.
I say hello to the gout.
Yeah.
Hey, gout.
68,000.
Yeah. I was gonna say it's not big.
Wow, we're going to go get some fresh lobster.
Yeah.
It's pretty probably cool cheap. You get what a three-pound lobster go? For $18.
You should take Allie up there, man. That's beautiful country up there, Maine, if you've never been
I've heard it's beautiful.
Never been Vermont, to any of those, like, seaside community. Oh, any of that, like, the Cape. We are.
I think you'd like
is
it.
That, is that near Cape Cod?
No.
No,
no. Cape Cod is south of Boston.
Cape Cod, you got to go east of Boston all the way to
there. I mean, that's in the same. I mean, it's
New England. Maine's north.
I mean, it's closer than Chicago and Portland.
Right. Yeah, you did fly into Boston, though.
Yes, and drove. You drive about 2 hours.
Right.
About well, I would have thought it was even more than that.
No, it's about.
Okay. Portland, so Portland, that's what I'm saying. It's
2 hours up
Augusta.
The coast.
If you're going to Augusta,
well, that's way.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to make a trip.
I mean, listen, it's so funny to
Where's
see
Martha's
different
Vineyard?
Parts of the country.
That's off,
that's off
of
the coast
Cape.
Of.
That, that's
yeah,
off.
The
that's
Cape.
Off. Yeah.
All that stuff. Like, I don't have any sort of.
What's the matter with you?
Where's Martha's Vineyard? Right next to the Fertile Crescent.
Martha's Vineyard, and what's the other one out there?
Nantucket.
Nantucket.
I don't have any sort
there
of
there was a man from Nantucket whose dick was so long he could suck it.
That was
you don't have
best.
Any orienteering skills when
right.
it comes to that.
None.
Like being able to remember what a map looks like to be
no,
able
no,
to
sort
figure
of
out
with
where
map,
it is.
With that, but I just don't know. I've never been there. What's what or what's where?
I will tell you this. It was a walk down memory lane because on Sundays you can't buy liquor or beer in Boston.
Never go
so
quicker.
So we would get up in the morning.
I don't think
and
I do that. Really?
Yeah, you can't do that. So you'd have to drive to New Hampshire.
All day you can't buy
not on Sundays, you
liquor
couldn't.
In Boston
nope.
on Sundays? I don't
nope.
think I
why,
ever knew
why,
that.
What, just because it's conservative?
I know. I don't know why. It was just you couldn't buy liquor in Boston that day. I don't know if you can now. Maybe you
but
can.
But you can go to a bar.
Oh,
bars
yeah, yeah,
open,
yeah.
but you
yeah.
can't go into a liquor store on
liquor
Sundays.
Liquor stores were not, open,
not
on
open on Sundays
when I was at school. Wow. So what we would do is we'd get in a car, drive across the border about 45 minutes to an hour to New Hampshire, and right across the Massachusetts-New Hampshire line, there's on either side of the highway,
I can imagine.
There's like rest stops that are liquor stores. Yeah. And smoke shops and everything.
So 8 years ago, up until 8 years ago, you couldn't buy liquor on Sunday in Indiana.
Yeah.
Wow.
You had to go to Illinois to buy your liquor.
No
Maybe
shit.
Even 6 years ago.
That's weird. I
mean, no, that's the way it's always been. We used to have Gino's Liquors right there on State Line Road in Calumet City.
And you'd go there.
At noon. They'd open up in Illinois at noon, and they got a parking lot, 50 people.
Yeah, of course.
You can't
think
buy
about
in
the,
Illinois before,
the,
before noon. That's
think
true.
Think about the sanctimonious,
right?
You know. Oh. Listen, we don't sell liquor on Sundays in Massachusetts. Go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like in Indiana, you could do everything.
Right. Guns.
Fireworks.
Guns.
All of it.
Yeah,
but
everything.
You know
but no
what?
Liquor
on
Sundays. That's right.
No liquor.
Day of the Sabbath.
Day of the Sabbath.
Yeah, one day not to drink.
I guess so.
The government said you couldn't drink.
That's it.
We won't leave it up to you peons. We will decide for you.
That's true.
Motherfuckers.
Those motherfuckers.
Those motherfuckers.
That was a
it just keeps saying those motherfuckers. Yeah.
Well, you just couldn't purchase it. If you had it, you could drink it all you wanted. So.
Like, listen, you can't not drink on a Sunday in college. Sunday was fun day.
I mean, I can't disagree with you.
Right.
Can you imagine during the football season,
right.
like, I mean, not being
like,
able
right.
to get a drink on a Sunday or buy liquor on a
you
Sunday?
You play on Saturdays. 18, you're fucking all banged up on Sunday. You got a morning meeting. The next thing you do, you're hanging out in the mod with a fucking 12-pack.
Right, there's 23 weeks a year you got football on Sundays. Maybe even 26 if you include the early college slate. I mean, you want to be able to drink on a Sunday.
Yes.
And this year, when the Bears don't play on Sunday, I'm going to go fucking hard on Sundays.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like
watching
the
football,
Thursday,
drinking.
The Thursday night games, the couple that they've got, and the Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
When there's no Bears Sunday.
You're going to hit it hard.
Because now that I'm working on Sunday, I'm going
bottle
hard on
of wine.
Sunday. Yeah, well, beer probably.
Beer?
Because I'll be out Saturday.
Okay.
Drinking wine.
All right.
But by the way, can I tell you this story really quick?
Yes.
I've never seen this before. I was out. I told a couple stories.
Is that a woman's breast?
Saturday.
Sorry, it was natural. You put it up there.
Saturday night, I got to go out with Joe Madden.
Yes,
for
I heard
dinner.
The story.
And I told him.
He.
Well, I heard you guys talking about it yesterday.
So, in like you know, he's a big wine guy.
Yes.
Big Italian wine guy.
Yes.
I've never seen this happen before. You know how someone usually taste the wine, gets a taste of the wine before. Usually you say, delicious, and then they pour the wine.
No good.
What Joe said needs to air out a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
He smelled it, he tasted it, and he goes, and he looked at the wine guy, and he said,
breathe.
says it's got to open up a little bit. Got to open up. So they brought the decanter out.
Okay. Cheesecloth.
And they opened it up. And I'm like, Joe's got some balls here. Like, well, Joe's making the managerial decisions.
Most people who have a nose and a taste for it know exactly to do
this. If you've got the palate, was the wine good after it opened?
Oh, it was fantastic. But he kept saying to me, like, he was doing the play-by-play. Yeah. And this was like, you know me, when I'm out with a person like this, first of all, I'm like a kid in a candy store. Mm-hmm. And he's telling me, he's like, Sylvie, it's opening up now. You could taste it. Just it's take a sip of that.
Time to take your pants off.
Really. And then 20 minutes later, Sylvie, this is really opened up now.
What was
You got to try it. It was something from Tuscany. Wine from Tuscany.
Chianti,
it was like a $140 bottle of wine in the restaurant.
Chianti.
It wasn't a Chianti.
It
was not a Chianti, though.
All right, boys. We're up against it.
Yeah, what are you hard for?
Got to close it up.
I'm hard in the hope. Well, I was going to answer.
You're hard in the hopes
that Justin Fields and the starters play a little bit on Saturday. That's what I'm hard for.
I'm hard for the fact that September 10th is right around the corner. That's what I'm hard for. Because all this is crap until we get to that.
Mm. Yeah, can't wait.
I'm hard that this is going to be a one-team baseball town.
We'll get to that.
No, don't worry about it.
Listen, I'm hard for having meaningful baseball in this town between now and the end of the season.
They just went up a half game on the Giants now for that second wild card spot. Yeah.
Well, what did you expect, John? I mean,
how about that?
What did you expect?
I've got a stat.
So excited for this.
I don't think it'll blow. Mind, but I got a stat today.
I hope not.
About the White Sox?
About baseball. Oh. No, about two players. And you'll probably go, It's just, it'll be
one Nick Madrigal?
No. Oh. But how about little Nicky fucking two strikes?
Another double. More than just hit singles.
And like JD said, Jim
Shea
said, that ball would have hit him if he didn't swing it.
It's unbelievable. They've got the wind at their back a little bit.
It was his homer that led the comeback.
Yes, it was.
I'd never seen a guy who was about to take it in the peck end up with a double.
You could use a scrappy kid like that.
This guy hitting the pecker? Oh, my heavens.
No, not even the pecker.
When we crosstalk for real,
gotta go.
I think Jerry Reinsdorf is making a sympathy play.
I'll talk to you guys about a crosstalk. At bluechew.com, month supply free just by using the promo code unhinged. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?
You fuck yourself, Carmen.